Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Officer at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. That's a lot of stores in one sentence.
I know, right? Capitalism!
Now, if you missed a part of the show or would like to share with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB's website at nagb.org.bs, scrolling down the Learn menu to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. There are a lot of archive shows.
Oh, Jesus.
And while you are also on our page, you should also check out our calendar and all the things happening at the NAGB. And there are a lot of things happening at the NAGB. Mm-hmm. So we have coming up just this week, we have on Friday the 16th, LeVar Monroe is going to be here for a special catalog launch of his work that's a part of the exhibition called Son of the Soil. Mm-hmm. He's also going to do an artist talk about the other segment of his exhibition, which is, now you have to remind me of this. I'm sorry. My brain just kind of blanked out. Return the Magic Flight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Return the Magic Flight.
It's a memorial.
It's a memorial. It's beautiful. You should definitely check it out. And he's going to be there to tell us all about it and answer any questions we may have. And then on Saturday, he's going to be hosting a special workshop with yours truly. I'll be there to back up, but I'm going to be very, very quiet while he takes care, while he takes all of his creativity and puts it out there for everyone else to participate with. It's actually a really special workshop. So we are going to be making sculptures with found objects, and everyone is invited to bring one found object, and it could be anything. It could be an old cell phone, it can be an old shoe,
conch shell,
it can be a conch shell, all the things.
Everybody can come with a conch.
Please don't bring no stinky conch shell, though. We need like them nice clean ones.
The nice clean ones are nice. We also had Willis and the Illis was going to have a free concert on the 16th. They have postponed that, and we will let you know the new date as soon as we get that. Coming up in November, we also have, of course, our free Docent Sundays on our fourth Sundays.
Yay.
And that's the last Sunday in the month. So that won't be this Sunday coming, or the following Sunday will be the Sunday after that, if I have that right.
Plenty Sundays.
Yes, plenty Sundays. And then we're going to be moving into November, into December, because we have a lot of things happening in December, but I won't get into all that right now, because I think y'all have there's a lot going on this week. And then next week, on the 22nd, we have our next film as well.
Oh, I don't know which one it is. It's a surprise for me.
But it's a surprise for all of us.
Exciting.
But stay tuned, check out our website, and come to them, because most of these things are free and they are awesome. The workshop's not free, but it's also a great way to spend your Saturday with your kids, with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great outing, you know, and you get to make something and take it home and show it off to everybody and say you made it. I mean, why not?
Making stuff's really good for you. It's important.
Yes, it is very important. So just keep all that in mind, and we are going to start talking about our traveling exhibition. So this year, we've gone to two islands this year. So the first part of this year, we went to Eleuthera, and the last part of this year in October, we've gone to Andrus, and that show is still up there. And both Ricardo and Natalie traveled there with our community outreach officer, Abby Smith. Ricardo actually worked pretty closely with Abby on developing this exhibition as well. So, Richard, I think I'm going to start with you, since you started out with Abby kind of envisioning what this exhibition would look like, right? And for those of you who aren't familiar with our traveling exhibition, the traveling exhibition was conceived about 3 years ago.
Yep.
Because we are a national institution. The NAGB is a national institution, and we needed to find a way to get what we're doing here in Nassau to the family islands, to our out islands. And the traveling exhibition was conceived as a way to take the national collection, and that's work that the NAGB owns.
Which basically the public owns.
Which basically mm-hmm. the public owns. It is your collection.
You own that.
You own that.
Mm-hmm.
To the out islands. And I think so far we've been able to hit about 5 islands. Is that right? We've
gone to Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, Andres, and I think was it a double?
And Exuma.
Oh, Exuma.
We went to Exuma.
That's it.
So we've been doing a lot, as you can see. And this year we went to Andres as well. So Ricardo, so tell us a bit about your experience developing this this particular exhibition for the traveling exhibition, and really how was it different in Eleuthera and Andres, because they're two very different islands.
So briefly, the exhibition is actually entitled Trans Migration of Identity, and it's mostly involving the story of being a migrant and, you know, moving from one place where it would have been Africa or wherever, coming to the Bahamas, and actually this kind of shift in your belief system, your roots, and actually figuring out who you are. Because no matter who you are in the Bahamas, your family came from somewhere. And it's also like they're shifting again with your identity and figuring out who you are. So the exhibition goes through this kind of timeline about Bahamians and finding yourself. It speaks about our roots in John Canoe, how we continually go back to the story of the slave and what that means to us now. And essentially teaching, in a way, the work we put together actually helps a lot of the family and the islanders see what it means to be a Bahamian artist as well. And it's not fixed in a certain genre or type of art.
We don't just paint boats.
No. Even though we brought paintings actually display that as well.
Some of them have boats. Not all of them have boats.
No.
And that's the important part.
So that's just a brief introduction into what the show is actually about, the exhibition. But every island is different. We just start off with saying that every island has its strengths and weaknesses.
And its own culture.
Yeah, and its own culture. So and that's very true. There's no island that we've been to that everybody is like the same in terms of how people operate, what people find like good or bad. So like every island you go to, you have to kind of like put out your feelers and actually like make sure that the people there are comfortable and you actually work with them. And the differences between Eleuthera and Andres are big in that the spaces that we had available were different. Eleuthera being the second time we went there this year, we worked with the One Eleuthera Foundation.
Right.
And it was actually at the mission, which has like a lot of space, a lot of walls. So we were able to carry a lot of artwork there, which is beneficial to the people in South Eleuthera. And it was a different experience from Andres in that the space we used was smaller, but it still had the same impact on the people there. Both islands had, the experience I had there was overwhelming in that the people themselves, you could see the actual excitement and the joy a lot of people got from seeing these artwork.
Right.
Because remember, a lot of these people have never seen Bahamian artwork.
No.
It's crazy to even say that, but they've never seen Bahamian artwork. And then,
because you think how many people in Nassau also haven't seen, because we're still trying to get people through our doors. And people haven't had a chance to see.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of these, going to these islands, have different challenges. So again, I mentioned the fact that the space in Andres, is the central Andres, was smaller.
Yeah.
So as a curator, my end, I had to come up with creative ways. So we had to build walls.
Yeah, Jesus.
And
Flat
we
pack.
Had to put the artwork.
Ain't no IKEA.
No. So we had to put the artwork on the walls. We had to figure out logistics. So
and not just build walls. The walls were built here and then shipped to Andres.
Yes.
To
so
be reassembled.
Lots of prep work.
And I mean, it's worth it. It's
completely
worth it because
completely
the people need to see the work. And one of the reasons behind us, like, even doing this is that no one should feel inclined to have to travel to the capital to see Bahamian artwork. So in just, like, doing this, I've seen that it's a huge... What's the word I'm looking for?
So just so everybody knows, you know that you're dealing with a creative person when they can never find words.
Yeah.
Most times because our brains are cluttered with so many other things.
Yeah. Or just trying to find just the right word for something. Yeah. We like that nuance, you know?
But I would just say it's a huge undertaking. It's a huge undertaking for the gallery to do, but we understand that it's a part of our responsibility as a national institution.
Completely.
And all I could say, it is very rewarding to see. And again, each island is different. Each island, you take away different experiences. And I'm quite enjoying it because a lot of these islands I've never been to. So in a way, it's forcing me. And this is like just a note to other Bahamians out there. Visit the islands. Visit the family islands.
Your soul needs it.
Yeah, you know, just to see how different the culture is as well.
You don't know the Bahamas until you've visited the Out Islands. And that is the truth. And this is, and I'm from Long Island, so you know, like Natalie and I are partners in this.
Y'all can't see we ganging up on Chardonnays and sous vide self right now.
But I've had the pleasure of visiting most of the islands in the Bahamas, and like Ricardo said, they're all so different. And I grew up on a family island, so you know, to be able to say that. I remember going into Mayaguana, and that was, it was culture shock for me. And I grew up in the southern Bahamas, which means I'm not used to a lot of amenities.
That's the thing.
But yeah, so I mean, these are things that we have to take into consideration whenever we take the traveling exhibition to another island, because we may be able to access certain things in Eleuthera or Abaco that we can't get. In Andrus or Cat Island or wherever. And I know, Ricardo, for this traveling exhibition, that took a lot of kind of problem solving, especially getting to Andrus, because we only got to Central and North, and that's still a huge order, because Andrus is enormous.
It's the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah, and I learned that. I didn't know that the entire island wasn't connected.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
That was a learning experience for me as well.
For some people, all the Androgens are going to be like, duh. But like, you know, for the rest of us, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one.
No,
because I think that when you think about Andrus and you think about how Andrus looks on the map, you see all those little keys in between, and you're thinking to yourself, well, there must be a bridge that connects it. There must be something.
You would think there's a bridge, but they don't even get to have good road. The road to Red Bays, the teachers working there are some of the most dedicated teachers, I think, or they represent the dedication of teachers in the country, because like they have to travel like 20-30 minutes on a pothole filled road, like, and not no like play potholes, like these them type is just like you worry about the entire well-being of your car, and like they travel that twice a day, 5 days a week, to come see these kids and to give these kids what they can. And they didn't tell us the road was bad, because they wanted they're like, no, we thought if we told you the road was bad, you wouldn't come. And it's like, we came anyway, because it's real and it's important.
And that's really sad, right? And I think we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we get back from this break. Thank you, Natalie and Ricardo, for engaging in this wonderful conversation with me. And thank you to all of you who have been tuning in. Remember, keep your radio on and come back to us after this break.